going to have high unemployment rates, but unfortunately, we can't place them in other positions. And that's really going to hurt long term.
Amen. And it's,
and, you know, it's really interesting, Ms. Bruss, because, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about, you know, this the Dismantle DEI Act, and I'm looking at the people who introduce it, right? I mean, the sponsors on this on the Senate side is J.D. Vance.
Right.
So we have this incoming vice president that is saying he is against DEI. And when I start looking at that and I start thinking, and Barbara and I were just talking about the amount of really violence that intolerance, if you will, that's directed at the community of color across the country,
mm-hmm.
it just seems that this is just feeding into this environment of what's coming in the courts, right? The whole Fearless Fund thing. The courts seem to be on pace with it as well. It's a scary concoction that I see coming together. Am I off on this, Ms. Bruss?
No, you're not off at all. And what I'll even go further to say, first of all, I think you're spot on. I think that, you know, the two things that I want to tell your listeners to really focus on is, one is being educated around Project 2025 and the Dismantle DEI Act, because we're not just talking about, and I've spoken on, I've researched Project 2025, I've spoken on it a lot, and all of the retractment of both executive orders and, again, removing DEI practices. And I want folks to understand, again, and I want to reiterate this message, DEI didn't just start because of the reaction 3-4 years ago. That's not the case. What we are then going into is, if we continue to allow these attacks on DEI, it will ultimately chip away at our civil rights. Okay, so we're really dismantling civil rights. And so the two things I want to tell your listeners to do is, first is be educated, research Project 2025. They put their game plan out there, guys. They made it public, so we know what they're playing. We could see it. We know that's not like we're going to be tricked into something. They put it out in the public. Be educated on it. Be willing to speak on it and really know what your rights are. And the second I would say is, spending power matters. Economy matters. Our economy is going to take a ferocious hit when it comes to this next administration, both on tariffs, mass deportation, the retract of DEI initiatives. Our economy is going to really struggle. And what I say about buying power is, if you have to buy a carton of milk and it costs $10 everywhere, make sure you buy that carton of milk from the $10 of the companies who support your mission and beliefs. So there is a public record of every particular company that funded the Trump administration. The NAACP is a bipartisan and nonpartisan organization. We don't pick political sides, just to be very clear. But what I will say is, there are sides and there are policies that support Black and brown people, and those are the policies we support. And so when you think about who is funding these campaigns, who is taking advantage of these administrations and corporate tax cuts and all those things, we as Americans have the ability to spend our American dollar anywhere. So be educated about that. Really go out and learn and be informed about how these people are going to attack you, because it's public. Dismantle DEI Act, Project 2025, read up on it.
And people can do more than that. We want people to be activists. We want you right now to make sure that your voice is heard. You can take action. You don't have to sit back and worry and say, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about this. You can actually fight back. Are you ready, folks? I told you to get out those pens, those instruments. We want you to call. Yeah, even if you already called, we want you to call again. We want you to call the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. Call the switchboard, the congressional switchboard, at 202-224-3121. You heard me, 202-224-3121. You can also call 202-225-3121. And you want to tell right now, you want to tell your senators, vote no if this bill shows back up at the Senate. You want to tell your House members right now, those people who you put in office, you want to tell them vote no so this bill can be stopped. Tell people precisely where this bill is right now in the Congress, and let's talk about how we organize to defeat it.
So, Barbara, thank you so much for having me. I will also say to our listeners, vote, vote, vote. Voting matters. And we always, as a society, focus on federal elections. The state and local elections actually matter just as much, because those are the folks making the laws that impact your day-to-day life. So make sure you are voting, stay educated in the resources, and just know the people that are out to hurt you, and use your power and voice to fight it.
Yes, and while we're at this, Daryl and Keisha Bross, let's give a shout out to Maryland, to Governor Wes Moore, who just very proudly announced that Maryland has been found to be the best state in the union for minority contractors and minority purchasers and procurement, and that Maryland is leading the small business creation for African Americans and other people of color in this country. Let's give a shout out to Maryland, because it shows you what can be done. It shows you the impact, right, Daryl? Because you've been meeting with Governor Wes Moore and others, and I know that this is something that has been on the agenda for the African American Caucus of Black Leaders.
No, you're absolutely right, Barbara. You know, Maryland actually is the only the only state in the United States with a black governor. It's also has more blacks elected to the General Assembly, has the largest African-American black legislative black caucus in the country of any state. Not only is our governor black, but we then have an Indian that's the lieutenant governor. We have a black woman that's the Speaker of the House. We have minorities in the place of the Treasury for the state of Maryland. So Maryland, and we have an African-American that is our attorney general that was elected. So Maryland, in terms of diversity, certainly leads the nation, is leading by example, not by word, but by example and what we're doing. Keisha Bross, folks are here listening to this show, and they're, hearing all of this knowledge that's flowing from you and thoughts and stuff that's flowing. How do they get in contact with you if they have questions or want to have you on their shows?
That's actually a really great question. Thank you. So I do work at the NAACP. If you pull up their website, there's two things I want to ask your listeners today. The first is, if you want to join the NAACP as a member, our membership is on there, and we welcome advocates. We welcome anyone who is willing to, again, fight the fight day to day. My contact information and email is on the website, so they can just say, Keisha Bross, B-R-O-S-S, and they will find my contact information, and they are welcome to email me. And I am happy to talk about DEI and economy, and would love to be on other conversations. So that's how they can find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on our show today. We really appreciate all the knowledge. Again, people, from the TJC, we want you to be involved. Make sure that your voice is heard. Don't sit back. Call 202-224-3121 and demand that your Congress members, your senators, and your congressperson, your House of Representative members vote against this dismantle DEI bill. Now, thank you so much again for being with us, Ms. Bross. Thank you so much.
Thank
and we hope
so
to have you on future
me.
Shows. All right.
Barbara, I wish I could bottle your energy. So you have a great day.
It's all right.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Daryl, let's get back to Giving Tuesday for a minute. Everyone listening, This is Giving Tuesday. TJC, we do every bit of work we can. You know how bold and courageous and how outstanding the work is that TJC does. We really encourage you that on Giving Tuesday, you spend all the money we could spend, on Black Friday and people had, Cyber Monday. But on this Tuesday, we call it Giving Tuesday. This is the day to help groups like TJC to do this work, to make sure that our democracy is uplifted. Yes, there is a huge fight coming up next year. Yes, we got to be ready. Yes, we won't sit back and just stand down and just let people run and trample over our rights. We have to make sure that we have the resources to do this work. You can help us. Make that $25 contribution, make that $50 contribution, make that $100 contribution, give whatever you can to make sure that we have the means to be a powerful organization, that we can train the young people to step up and be the leaders that they are meant to be, and that they are so endowed and just blessed to be, and for us to help enhance those skills. Help us to make sure that we fight for voters around this country. Help us to do not only the voter education on the ground with the John Lewis bus, but also to help us to be in those courts, to do the litigation that's necessary, to fight the hate, to fight the mass deportations, to do what has to be done. Be with us. Support us. We look forward to not only your financial contributions, but your continued engagement, involvement, and activism with us, because that's what's going to move the needle. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. And folks, we encourage you to join us on Monday, December the 16th at 7 p.m. when we have our next Teletown Hall, our national Teletown Hall. That'll be at 7 p.m. You can go to tjcoalition.org to find out information with regards to all of this, the Teletown Hall, when we'll be in Brunswick, Georgia, down there with the Ahmaud Arbery trial, as well as make donations to the Transformative Justice Coalition for the work that we're doing. We encourage you greatly to join us on Monday, December the 16th at 7 p.m. at the Teletown Hall, and to continue to contribute to the Transformative Justice Coalition. We give great thanks and we're very appreciative to Professor Kimberly Crenshaw for being with us today in the African American Policy Forum. Barbara, I know that you'll do an outstanding job on that panel tonight at 7 p.m. That they have going on. You'll hold out, and show out for TJC and Black women across the country. No question about that. And I tell you, we're also very appreciative of Keisha Bross for being with us and with the NAACP. She's the Director of Opportunity, Race, and Justice. She just did an outstanding job. I know, Barbara, that we'll be having her back to do some more programming and bring information out to our listeners for folks to learn about what's happening. Folks, take that opportunity now to go and research that House Resolution 8706 and find out what's happening on this anti-DEI bill and act that's out there. We need you. This is the time we need to get off the sidewalk, get into the streets, and to get into some good trouble in certainly protecting our rights and the rights of future generations to come. Isn't that right, Barbara?
Yes. Peace, everybody. Peace.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL with The Carl Nelson Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Reverend Al Sharpton keeping it real from 1 to 4 p.m. And The Tavis Smiley Show from 4 to 7 p.m. Download our mobile app and take us everywhere you are or listen live at WOLDCnews.com. The news and issues that matter to you most from Carl Nelson, Reverend Al Sharpton, and Tavis Smiley on 1450 and 95.9 WOL. 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. WDCJ, Washington 95.9. WMMJ HD2. WKYS HD2. And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.